truth is that teachers are entering the apprentices, that the inclusive government is not delivered up to now in terms of the salaries, and the teachers are condemning particularly the initial comments that have been attributed to Finance Minister Biti to the fact that he had freeze salaries without freezing prices, utility bills and other things. And teachers also welcome Prime Minister's reassurance that the salaries have not been frozen and that the government would address the plight of the civil servants as a matter of urgency. But at the same time, they remain skeptical because they've heard such words without coming into fruition. What they are saying is that we are urging the powers that be that the issue of the salaries of the civil servants must be addressed.
The Herald reports today that your organization is not going to report for work tomorrow. Is that the case?
No, that's not the case, but we don't rule out the possibility of industrial action in the course of the first term if the demands of the teachers are not addressed. And we hope that within 2 weeks, clear position must be reached, of which we are then getting advice from the 10 provinces, and that we must mobilize teachers and march to Parliament, particularly because the issue can only be resolved after a motion has been read in Parliament and deliberation by parliamentarians.